Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Is a pumpkin a vegetable or a fruit?
You know, scientists have for years tried to figure that out, and then they realize, hey, the pumpkin has seeds. Of course it's a fruit.
That's it?
That's the line of demarcation right there.
By the way, anything with a seed is a fruit.
Pretty much.
No. It ruins my whole view, a point of childhood, though. Mom used to always say, eat your vegetables, your squash and your okra.
And your tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were all fruits.
What the heck?
Believe it or not. They say that pumpkins, much like beans, which is a seed, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, olives, and avocados, they were all vegetables. Hey, fun fact, though, big pumpkin, mini pumpkins, avocado squash, and spaghetti squash zucchini, they're all of the gourd family.
Excellent.
And they originated in Mexico more than 10,000 years ago.
And now they're making fake guacamole from the squash.
They are.
Yeah.
But they're from the same family. Well, they're not really from the same family, never mind. They're both fruits, but they're
different. Live next door to each other, Chris, and they get along very well.
Well, it's a nice little neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
So we found out that kids are using Apple Watches to cheat on exams.
And nobody was surprised, Chris. Nobody was surprised.
Well, it's kind of surprising, I guess, to older people because, you know, you think of the Apple Watch. I always thought that the Apple Watch had to be tethered to your phone.
No, they got new ones with connectivity.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you took the phone away and turned it off, it wouldn't work. But come to find out, these Apple Watches work on Wi-Fi. So if the school has Wi-Fi and they have the password,
right,
they got the internet. So there was a whole bunch of posts, I think this was on Reddit, talking about how people are using the Apple Watch to cheat. Well, guess what, guys? Loose lips sinks ships and cheating. So teachers are now aware and now making people turn over their Apple Watches along
with
their
phones.
That's right.
Yeah, turn it in. Of course, there was one kid that had an Apple Watch and two phones.
Yeah.
So he'd hand over the dummy phone, but he had another phone that he was actually using.
Oh, because he's smart.
In the backpack. Yeah.
So there you go.
He'll be a CEO someday.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we went over tips for longer-looking fingernails because, you know, most of the times you need short nails to function in world, but every once in a while you want them to look a little bit longer. So here are some illusions for longer nails.
All right.
Get rid of the cuticle, number one on that. More reveals more of your nails and makes it look a little bit longer. When you're cutting the nail or filing it, look for an almond shape or an oval shape at the front. That kind of makes it look longer as well. And what did you also say, Janie?
They have the different sizes, right? So you can like square them off or you can do the coffin size nails.
Yeah,
the coffin nails, those are just the ones that women have now that are like really, really pointy at the tip. So if the almond is kind of like right in between it, it's a more natural look.
What coffin is pointy, or is that just where I can send you to a coffin if I stab you with
it? I think that's more the idea is you look like vampire nails.
Also, it's called the Widowmaker, I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
They also talk about darker polishes actually make your nails look shorter. So just like they say, wearing a nude pump elongates your legs. Look for the lighter color.
Grandma's gone goth.
And then go for the French mani. There's just the white tip on
French
it.
French tips, yeah. That's
classy.
Looks pretty good there.
I learned coffin shape and almond shape. I learned a lot from that.
There are some videos going around on some nail tech that's like, they put like hair on nails.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I've seen the gem nails.
Big.
You know, there's there's some kind of reality show that is just a nail salon now.
Really?
Do you know about that?
No.
No, actually, I'm sorry. It's a comedy with Niecy, a woman from Reno 911.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's watched
Yeah, Niecy. Yeah, she's in this this big nail salon.
Did I ever tell you I had a dream of her?
No.
And I was weird. Dreaming and I was laughing. Apparently, I was laughing in my dream, but I was actually laughing as I was sleeping.
Wow.
So Scott told me, he's like, what were you laughing at? I'm like, oh, it was Niecy from...
She's a riot, man.
Yeah, and it was so just funny. Out loud laughing.
That and Lieutenant Dangle were my two favorite characters.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We learned about the drink chill calculator. This is pretty cool.
This is cool, yeah.
And it's what it is, chilleddrinkcalculator.com. We have links up on our website. But basically what it does is a physicist has worked out a formula to tell you how long you need to chill a liquid based on the liquid's optimum temperature, your chilling method, and the liquid's current environment.
So now, you know what the worst is? You go to the store and you're like having tacos tonight, and you get a six-pack of warm beer.
Yeah.
And you got to get this stuff cold so you can have dinner because you have to have the proper temperature beer with your tacos, right?
Yes. And, you know, just sticking it in the freezer won't really do it because you need to know what the temperature is going into the freezer and also what you're trying to cool.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly
what this kind of works
that's,
out
that's
to.
That's where the formula comes in. That's where you need a physicist.
Yeah, pretty much. So, for instance, a bottle of white wine, it's at room temperature. Stick it in the freezer for 33 minutes. It should be at the optimal drinking temperature. 12-ounce can of soda, put it in an ice bath for about 4 minutes, and you'll be able to enjoy it at a very cold 36 degrees.
All right.
The free calculator also offers tips on optimal temperatures so that you know what temperature you should have your white wine and rosé, for instance. It should be anywhere between 49 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Lager beer, 42 to 48 degrees, while ales, 49 to 52. Mm-hmm. Carbonated beverages are best enjoyed around 40 degrees and about 61 degrees. That's how your water should be cooled for optimum hydration.
Tell you, if you don't want to fill your sink with water and ice, you can actually wrap wet paper towels around individual beers, put them in the freezer, and in about 15 minutes, it'll be ice cold.
See, I'm always leery about putting beer in the freezer.
Well, you always set a timer.
Yes. Siri and Alexa have done a great job with that.
Set a timer. That's what Siri's for.
But, you know, especially if you have two or three drinks in, you might kind of forget about it.
Alexa doesn't understand anything you're saying anymore.
Alexa says you're drunk. No more beer. Last year, Planters released their cheese balls. They were back in the late 80s and early 90s. I know it sounded weird. And I loved them. But they were in a little can, like a Pringles can, but they were squattier can. And you would just kind of open the top, and they had basically cheese balls and cheese curls.
Right.
They've re-released them last summer, and apparently they were such a big hit that this week Planters announced they're going to keep them permanently on the shelves.
But they're not just selling the balls, though.
Oh, no. You got to have the cheese that goes with it, the cheese powder, the cheese dust. You can actually win a 3-ounce container of Planters cheese ball cheese powder.
This is so crazy.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. And I'm kind of thinking it would be like those old the candy dipping, with the sticks.
Gosh, I used to love those things with like the cherry dips powder and then the little. Oh, they were so unsanitary though when I was young.
Of course.
Somebody is going to snort this. Okay, let me put it out there right now. Somebody
Florida man goes to hospital for snorting cheese.
Dust poisoning.
Florida man, I can see it now. So if you want to get in on the winning of the cheese dust here, you need to go to Twitter, take a picture of whatever you put the cheese dust on, tag it with Mr. Peanut, that's MR Peanut, and then hashtag it cheese ball contest. Do it by September 1st. You could be one of the 350 winners.
Years ago, I invented the Cheeto glove. It never went anywhere, but it's a little glove on three fingers, so when you eat Cheetos, you won't have the dust on your fingers.
That's amazing, because then, so many people will just be publicly eating Cheetos and then just start sucking on their fingers.
Oh, so yeah, exactly.
I think you could make some money on this glove.
All right, here's the deal. Try chopsticks when you're eating cheese balls or cheese puffs.
Oh, okay. That could work.
Do it with chopsticks, okay? That way you won't eat quite as many, and it's very sophisticated.
Or I might suggest using a little tongs,
some sort of tong.
Anything. Yeah.
Be frou-frou with that. And then finally, we learned that Disney's looking for a panel to help up-and-coming guests.
They call it a mom's panel, but you don't have to have kids.
You don't have kids, and you don't have to be a mom. If you're a Disney fanatic, they're actually looking, they'll be looking for your application between September 5th and the 12th at their website. Basically, last year, the applicants were required to submit an autobiography and a personal photo or video and have to have visited either Disney World or Disneyland at least once in the past 12 months.
They're talking about you, Janie.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. They are talking about you. This is super cool. I might actually look into this.
This is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Really. Mm-hmm. Once you're on the panel, they expect you to answer 50 to 20 questions a week, potentially at least 20 minutes per question, kind of answering things. You know, it's kind of like what when we have relatives that come into town, like what should we do at Disney or what should we do at Universal? Because we go there so often.
Right.
So we're able to say, all right, we'll do this. If you like this ride, what kind of,
Little focus group on how to enjoy it the most. Because it's a lot of money, folks.
It is. And here's the benefit to you. Not only do you get to help people, but you actually get to take you and three of your family members to a Disney World at least once. Mm-hmm. And there's some training involved December 11th through the 15th where you get put up in a posh Disney hotel.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm going to click this link and read into this a little bit more.
They'd be lucky to get you. I think you have a lot of knowledge about
that. Thanks.
She does. And that is our show for today, Friday, August 23rd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Farewell, friends.
Go Gators.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.